This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What's your thought of the rookies right now out of Clippers?
Say that one more time.
What's your thought of the rookies right now out of Clippers?
I think they'll be good for us. I mean, especially what they did in summer league, that was nice to see. And then, you know, just in our time here, the things that I've seen from them with Max being able to stretch the floor in his offensive game, and you know, Nick just being really, really solid on both ends. Like, I think I have good expectations for them as well.
Who's the hardest person to defend on this roster in your
experience? Oh, no, at all. Nah, I'm joking. But I don't know. They all have different games. Like DeMar, you know, he has a back-to-the-basket aspect. Zach has a little bit of it, but Zach can also kill you from three levels. Malik has a shifty game. So they're all tough to guard. They're all tough to guard. But I don't know, man. I like me against all of them. So, yeah.
You anticipate changes like within the offense? Are you guys going to look different in how you run stuff?
You said, do I anticipate changes?
Yeah, is it going to look different?
I do think we're going to put in a new offense, but I'm pretty sure like it'll still kind of revert back to some of the similar things that we ran before. But I do know that we're putting some new things in. So, yeah.
Okay.
What's been your all-time favorite moment in the Golden 1 Center?
All-time favorite.
Yeah, it don't matter. Shout out Keon Ellis, man. I like Keon. I always enjoy listening to Keon talk.
Yeah.
He answers. Mm-hmm. Like, he answers the question, and he doesn't try to do it in, like, a cute... Like, he just answers the question that's in front of him, and if he can't, he'll just kind of laugh and say, oh, I don't know, you got me. Mm-hmm. But I always enjoy listening to Keon Ellis.
I do too, man. I like Keon. It's simple to me. It's simple to me. You got Schroeder and Zach LaVine starting at the one and the two, and you got Malik Monk, and you got Keon Ellis backing them up. I have no problem with that. I think a lot of people.
I don't know why this is cracking me up. It's just on my screen, and I need everybody to see it. I don't know why this is just funny to me. It's like, hey, there's Keegan again. We'll hear from Keegan Murray next, but this still shot is just terrific.
That's hilarious. But yeah, man, those are the backups. I think people get frustrated because they want Keon to start and everything. I understand why you want that. I love what he brings to the team defensively, and especially with a team. When you talk about DeRozan, when you talk about Zach LaVine, that you think you need perimeter defense, which you do, you would say, hey, let's get one of those out of the starting lineup and put Keon there. I get it. But those two and Dennis Schroeder are the starters. And I'm all good with your backups being Keon and Malik Monk. I think that's a great second unit at the guard spot. And maybe sometimes you have games where they finish games, or DeMar DeRozan, while he's been the model of consistency as far as games played, he is getting older. You know, maybe you monitor his minutes. Maybe he gets a little nick here and there that keeps him out for a game. Whatever. You still have a guy like Keon ready to go. I don't know. Like I said, I know people want more. I know people are looking for more, aren't very excited about this team, but those two guys coming off the bench, when you talk about Malik Monk and Keon Ellis, I think that's as good as any backup guards that are in the league. Those are two starting caliber guys.
Yeah, I think, Doug, having a defined role for Keon Ellis to start this season will go a really long way for everybody involved. It'll go a long way for the Sacramento Kings. I think it'll go a long way for Doug Christie. Mm-hmm. And obviously, my opinion has always been it'll go a really long way for Keon Ellis. He has a skill set that no one else on this roster has. Mm-hmm. Not Zach, not DeMar, not Malik, not Domas. Like, he has a one-of-one skill set on this on this team. That I think could be really beneficial for him. Let's hear from Keegan. Keegan Murray, Sacramento Kings Media Day, courtesy of Matt George. That's just, I don't know, that's terrific. This screenshot is great.
Keegan Murray up to no good.
Yeah. Keegan the Menace. Here's Keegan.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
How was the wedding?
It was fun. It was fun. First time I danced.
I hate all of this small talk at the beginning of.
How was your off season?
I can move a little bit. No, I want to say I can sway back and forth.
Hey, man, last year was a crap show. Tell us about it.
A couple songs. She kind of didn't put most of my songs in there, so it was mostly her.
Just how are you feeling about, you know, the season, upcoming season?
Good. I mean, good to be back here, and I think it'd be
great if he went like, crap, I'm not excited about this at all. This sucks.
Stupid.
And then walks off.
Culture and finding a culture here, I think, is the biggest thing in the start of training camp, so I'm excited to start going.
With the additions, subtractions to this roster, just how are you feeling about the pieces you guys have this season?
We have a lot of talented pieces, so it's just finding a way to put it all together and make the most out of the season, which I think we can if we find a rhythm early. So
your role hasn't really been defined over the past couple of years. You've had defense, three-point shooting. Do you feel like this year you could possibly expand your game and show off a little bit more of what you can do on a consistent basis?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just being more assertive on both sides of the ball defensively, just find a way to find steals, things like that. Offensively, just being myself again. So I'm excited to get the ball rolling. And I think for me, I feel extremely confident going this year. So I'm excited to get going.
Keegan, to that point, you've been asked to do different things each season. Does it feel like this is a part of a process where all those things maybe kind of coalesce and come together at some point, and you know, you become like the complete player that you will be in time?
Yeah, I think this year, especially with Scott and Doug, they just have full faith in me to do whatever I can do on the court. So it's the kind of first year I've kind of had no strings attached and things like that. So I'm excited to implement everything that I worked on this summer and get going.
Speaking of the summer, did you do anything different in your past summers?
Yeah, this is the first year I got out of Sacramento. So I wasn't here at all from May to September, or early whenever the wedding was, and so I was out of town, and I think that was a big thing for me to experience something different, and I feel like I learned a lot. It was a good summer for me.
You brought up being assertive. How comfortable are you with whether it's demanding the ball or asking the teammates to get you the ball more, being featured more in the offense? How open are you to that, and how receptive are your teammates to that side?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for a good team is to have open communication. So for me, if I'm feeling it, or if I feel like something is working when I have the ball, I think that's just a big aspect, especially me going into my fourth year. So that's something that we implement as a team, the communication aspect. And I think if the more I can be assertive, the more my teammates can trust me, the better things will be. So,
did you have much of a relationship with Dennis beforehand? And what kind of impact do you expect having a veteran, experienced point guard like that? What kind of impact do you expect him to have on the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Dennis a little bit. We have the same agent, so that's kind of a familiar aspect for us. And for Dennis, he's a tough guy. He's a guy that he'll be honest with you. And I think that's a big thing. And yeah, he's going to be a good addition for us, just keeping us organized, setting up our offense, picking up 94 feet, things like that. So I think it's going to be fun to play with him.
Sharing the same agent, did you reach out during the time and said, let's get this guy, get him over here?
I had nothing to do with that. So,
Keegan, you brought up your agent. Just where are you at with your contract negotiations? Is this somewhere you think you're going to be long term, or do you think you'll get something done by the time the deadline around Halloween?
Yeah, I mean, I told my agent I'd for me, I just don't want to worry about that. I told him he can handle the business side, and when I hear from him or if I see his phone or his contact on my phone, I want it to be something important. So I think he's doing a good job handling that business side of it. I'm doing a good job just implementing or being on the court and being present. So
there's enough pressure as it is playing in the NBA with all the things you have to deal with. Is there any added pressure of a contract year and having to perform on a contract year? We hear that talked about at least from time to time.
I don't know. It's blessed to be in this position to even have that kind of talk. So for me, it's just being able to be on the court every day, being able to give 100% every day and things like that. And when I need to talk to Scott, I'll talk to Scott. I need to talk to my agent, I'll talk to my agent. So they're doing a good job. They've had good communication. So
what have your conversations been like with Scott so far?
They've been good. I feel like he's done a good job.
Shout out Tone.
Yeah. Not getting Tone that time.
No, ain't nobody talking over me now. Hey, Keegan, how's it going? Oh, that's old school right there. This is a Royal Rumble out here, boy. Man.
Tensions are high today at Keen's Media Day.
Yeah, I guess so. Tone is not here for the nonsense.
The first couple of months just trying to implement his culture and his identity into our team. So, and he's been a guy that's always down on the court when we're going through practice, going through drills, going through pickup games, things like that. So he's been real present so far.
Keegan Doug said he wants you to shoot, defend, and smile, and he put a lot of emphasis on smiling. What's the key for you to smile more and get more joy out of
it? I mean, I feel like that's a misconception. I don't know what's going on with that, but for me, it's just I feel like I got joy in playing basketball and. Joy coming back to Sacramento and being with the guys these last couple weeks. So for me, I think it's just about having fun. For me, the biggest thing in basketball is just being able to fight, being able to have fun, things like that. I mean, we got a lot of guys that are ready to fight, so I'm excited for that.
Western Conference got tough again. The expectations for the team around the league are not as high as they used to be. Just, do you guys like being the underdog? Do you like the idea of you guys maybe creeping up on some guys again?
I mean, yeah, the West has been tough for the last couple of years, and I think that's just – I feel like it just helps with our schedule that to know that every single game that we go into against the West Conference team or any game in general, we just have to be able to fight and be able to try and pull out a win. It's going to be scrappy and things like that. So there's a lot of talented players, and for us it's just trying to find ways to win, even if it's ugly. So,
Keegan, you mentioned going out of town, working on your game. What were the things specifically that you were focused on improving this offseason?
The biggest thing was just creativity with the ball, creativity with in the paint, things like that, and then finding a rhythm from three. And I feel like I kind of caught a rhythm early on this summer. I think that was big for me, and so I'm just excited to implement that in my game. And I feel like through the first couple of weeks that I've been here, it's shown results, so I'm excited to just implement on the court.
In your conversations with
it's your first time opening a training camp without De'Aaron. Yeah. Such a huge player for you specifically in a front. So how different is this to kind of go at it without De'Aaron?
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, I still talk to him all the time, so but it's weird seeing him in another jersey and how long he's been here and things like that. So I mean, I'm like the second longest tenured player on this roster behind Domas, so but I mean, it's I don't know. We're still good friends, and I know he's happy where he's at. So, just good luck to him.
In your conversations with Scott and with Doug and the staff, what is it? Are there certain things that they're looking for specifically from you this season?
Pick up 94 feet, be aggressive, be assertive, be able to guard the best defender, things like that. And offensively, just be able to facilitate, be able to play in the pick and roll, and just be able to find my own shot. So obviously they gave me all the confidence in the world to do that this season, so I'm excited to do that.
How do you, as far as being aggressive and assertive, is that something you're comfortable with? Is it something that you've kind of had to learn or just grow into over time here?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I mean, everyone loves to shoot in the NBA, so when someone tells you you can shoot, you go for that. I think with that comes responsibility, and I think I'm feel like I'm able to do that on this team.
Keegan Murray, one thing for sure, shout out our man Coach JT. Has anyone not mentioned picking up 94 feet yet? Clearly Doug has told them
Doug has
this is how we're gonna play.
Yeah, he has set that tone not only for the players but for the media. Like, no, this is mm-hmm. what I expect.
Yeah.
It's absolutely what I expect. So yeah, let's see it. Can't wait to see it. You know what was interesting, real quick before we
Stephen Brown's appearance in the chat.
Well, that is a whole segment. That's why I'm not even getting to
he's
that
he's here
yet.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that is a whole he's here. Segment Stephen Brown is Who, here
whoever Stephen Brown is he is here.
I saw the Spurs at their media day today, and I just saw a tweet. Somebody took a picture, they were there, they're like, I can't confirm De'Aaron Fox was here, and he will miss some games at the start of the season due to this hamstring injury. The hell happened to that hamstring?
Yeah,
that was like a month ago, a month and a half ago, feels like. And the season don't start for a month. And he gonna miss the start.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know, okay. You know what else I forgot? It's Clippers Media Day.
Oh, well, yeah. All right, man. Look.
I forgot all about that.
You know why I remembered? Pablo put out another video. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
I don't.
All right, man.
I saw the.
Wrap it up.
I saw the title of Pablo's video, or I saw some. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't think I'm going to invest my time into this one. I'm going to keep it moving.
Wrap it up.
Kawhi called it clickbait and conspiracy theories. They said Kawhi.
Is that what Kawhi said?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll play the clip at some point today. But yeah, he said something else that I thought was funny. They said, I'll have to find the clip. I don't want to get it wrong. I still have some of this stuff in front of me. I think they asked him, were there any services performed for the money that he received, and he said, I don't think that's accurate.
What?
Why? What? What do you not think is accurate? And then
that's not an answer.
Was it Lawrence Frank who was asked? Lawrence Frank was asked whether Dennis Robertson has ever asked the team for extra benefits that would not be permissible under the NBA rules. And Lawrence Frank responded, Dennis knows the rules, Kawhi knows the rules, Mitch Frankel knows the rules, and we know the rules.
Once again, not an answer.
Didn't answer the question again. So now Lawrence Frank and Steve Ballmer have both not answered the question.
And isn't that the same line Steve Ballmer used?
Exactly the same. Exactly the same. Guys, we've got a company line. And we've got more media day ahead here. We'll get back to the NFL as well as we're watching that debacle that was Sunday night football take place in front of us on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
20. Well, Stephen Brown is insisting he's real here in the chatty house.
Yeah, just because he's here and he even popped up and said a couple things. Now, I'm not convinced, bro. I'm not convinced.
74% of the people who have voted in the chatty house don't believe Stephen Brown is a real person.
Well, at least his profile picture is of him in the car.
Now, pull it up. Pull it up. Let me see.
No, hold on. No, there's Steve. Look.
So, yeah, like he's in a car. Like that's not all of the not Getty images.
All of the pictures he's posted has been that person right there.
Well, yeah, that happens on Catfish.
Yeah, that's right. The Catfish don't. So who they don't send different pictures.
Who do we think that guy is?
Like I said, it could be just some family man from like Ohio or something.
Steven. Stephen Brown, I demand that you FaceTime us right now.
That's facts. That is facts.
Buckfather says, look, that guy's name is Charles.
Look, I'm dead serious. I ended up doing this just for S and giggles. I said black man stock image.
Oh no.
Is there a difference between Stephen Brown and this? That looked like a Stephen Brown picture. The one where he's sitting down on the chair. Oh, bro. It happened.
Hey. You searching black man stock image is hilarious.
That could be Stephen Brown.
Stephen, do you have an Instagram account? Send us.
Yeah.
Stephen,
okay, yeah, that's all you got to do, Stephen. Send us the IG.
Stephen Brown, put your Instagram handle in the chatty house, and this is D'Lo and KC finds out, and we're going to find out. Black man stock image. God bless it, man.
I was just waiting to see that Stephen Brown photo pop up.
Black man in car stock images. What's that called? Stephen Brown using some free domain picture.
Stephen Brown is in full protest of this, though. He says, I am real. He says the poll is ridiculous.
Well, damn.
No, yeah, wow. No. Let a lot go
wow.
on.
Wow.
No. Oh, not on this
on
show.
On media
yeah.
day,
that's
too.
Crazy.
Sir, we're celebrating the start of a king season.
Men said the poll is ridiculous. That's crazy.
Hey, look, they're right in the chatty house. Stephen Brown, he's quiet now. He was all active in the chat, so we said, yo, give us some proof.
Mm.
Now we can't. Oh,
so there he is. So he's back.
They didn't even answer the question. Kawhi.
He's like Steve Ballmer over here. hey, Ballmer. Yo, Steven, just drop the socials in the chatty house.
Just hold up today's newspaper, bro. It's fine.
That's bro.
Hold
post
up today's newspaper. Yeah,
but we need you to post the story to prove you're a real person, or FaceTime us.
Because I'm be real, Steven. I voted no.
I voted yes at first, but then Kenny convinced me.
I voted no. Where you live out in the Bay Area, Stephen?
Yeah, just give us an area code.
John says, I have a government search engine. I could help here. John, don't get yourself in trouble. But yeah, go ahead. If you could. You do a quick search. Look, he won't tell us where in the Bay Area
see
he
what
lives.
Saying?
And he still hasn't put his Instagram handle in here.
He was tweeting crazy until we asked those questions.
Man, that's
we're
tough.
Not tweeting, but yeah,
I got you. Same thing.
I live in Lodi now. Unfortunately, How convenient. Since when?
Stephen Brown says, please don't search me. Stephen. Stephen, just give us your social handle and we'll call Pablo off. It'll be the end of it. It'll be over. We just need your Instagram handle, or we need you to FaceTime us. That's all you got to do.
We're bullying Stephen Brown. They're giving his location.
Alpha says, I got fam in Lodi. We can find him. Let's see what Scott Perry talking about. I'm going to ask Scott Perry. Scott Perry, is Stephen Brown real?
Scott Perry had a nice Monday motivation today, too. It was
a good one. Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I like Scott Perry a lot.
I do, too.
2025, heading into the season, I know you have your six staples that you want to have. But
absolutely.
Is there any part of this that is intriguing and exciting to see what you actually have on the floor?
Oh, you're always excited at this time of year. But, of course, like I said, those six principles, and just for those of you who haven't heard them, but we want to be competitive, tough, team-oriented, accountable, disciplined, and professional. And so everything that we do this year, I'm going to look at it through those pillars, on the court, off the court, and how we are holding up to those values. So that's what I'm most excited about, because, again, like I've said to many of you, it's about establishing an identity this year of who the Sacramento Kings are going to be, both on and off the basketball court.
What did you make of this offseason just around the league? It seemed like such a strange offseason because the apron system and the restricted free agency market. I guess, what did you just make of this year and how unique it was?
Yeah, well, you know, having been away for the last 2 years, there definitely was some uniqueness to it. I think a number of organizations are adjusting to this new world with the first and second aprons. So you probably didn't see as much activity as normal as what I was used to. But like anything else, I think you're going to see everybody adjust, and that includes us.
How much were you focusing on what Dennis was doing in Euro play, and what did you think of his performance?
I obviously kept my eye on Dennis and what he was doing, and stayed in contact with him. Was really happy for him, because I know how much it meant to him and his country. For him not only to play well, but go ahead and win the championship and be the MVP of that tournament with so many great players in the tournament. So great accomplishment for him. I think that allows him to come here with even a little more confidence and really ready to take on this task and helping this basketball team improve this year.
With the additions and subtractions to your roster, what are just your overall thoughts of what you have?
I'm probably better answer that once we start practicing. I'd like to be able to work with everybody. But I like, again, we talked about Dennis, his addition, those six values and pillars. He really brings those things. Felt we needed that. I know coming into the job, just kind of looking at the team from afar, felt the point guard was an area of need. Dennis addresses that. We've talked a lot about our young guys. I really was impressed with our young players that we drafted, both Nick Clifford and Maxime Renault, this offseason. So now I'm really anxious to see how those guys transition to the real NBA now, and how quickly they come along and develop. So excited to see that. You know, added Drew Eubanks as well to the backup center position. Love his athleticism. He's always been a tough player as I've watched him from around the league. And so we'll see how all these guys come together and how quickly they can come together.
Scott, to the previous question about kind of the summer being unique and challenging probably in some ways, how much did that hinder, if at all, like some of the things you wanted to do, and what are the goals you still have in front of you in terms of building this roster?
Look, my job is to each and every day assess this team and try to figure out how to get better. Obviously, what I came into in terms of salary structure and everything, that was already in place. So really for me, it's going to be getting a chance to work with these guys and evaluate them and how they fit and how they live and practice and play by those six pillars that I want to develop.
We got an update today about the finalization of your front office staff, and then, of course, Doug building his coaching staff. Just from a overall view of the team that you've been able to put together in the basketball operations side, how confident and excited are you with that group?
Oh, I'm super excited. We've got a very diverse group, a lot of experience. So I'm really happy about it. If you first to address the front office side of things, I just really like how we're working together. We're coming out of our kickoff meetings where we spent 3 days together, really getting organized and drilling down on what our processes are going to be, because this is really our first opportunity to do that as a whole. So I'm excited about that. And I'm really excited about the coaching staff as well, too. I mean, the coaching staff is really going to supplement and complement Doug Christie and what he does. You know, having a guy like Mike Woodson, who's been a long time head coach in this league, I think it's going to be invaluable to him on the sideline. You know, Bobby Jackson has left here, had great experience when he was at Philadelphia. Obviously knows Doug as a teammate, brings a certain skill set as well. And then Mike Miller filling out the front of the bench, who I had the pleasure of working with in New York. He was our head G League coach, and then we hired him as our interim head coach, who did a phenomenal job. So that experience to help Doug, and what Doug brings naturally, his leadership, his ability to bring guys together, but they're bringing a wealth of experience in this league to help us be prepared for games and practices for the entire year.
Sky, you've been linked to a player over in Golden State for a number of weeks now.
Who's that?
Jonathan Kuminga. I would say, though, I know you can't comment on the trade, but how finalized is this roster heading into camp, or are you still looking at making moves?
Look, as we sit here today, this is our team. Okay. And I'm excited about what we have going into this year. And, again, my job each and every day is to listen, see what's happening out there. Can we get better? But I'm pleased going into training camp.
Jake,
and
trying
really
to get
looking,
Scott fined.
Forward to the first practice tomorrow and start to work with these guys on this roster that we currently have.
A couple of young guys.
Scott, what's B.J. Armstrong? What is his
B.J. is our assistant general manager, and B.J. brings a wealth of experience to this position. Obviously, I've known B.J. a long time, but to have somebody working right beside me who obviously had a very successful playing career as a three-time champion with the Chicago Bulls. He was a front office executive for 5 or 6 years in Chicago as well, and then a longtime agent. So he's been on every side of the business. So that those experiences that he brings to the table and can share, and he has really assimilated himself extremely well with the entire front office group as well as the coaching group. So he's been a tremendous asset. And so happy to have him working beside him each and every day.
Scott, a couple of young guys.
Will there be anything beyond wins and losses that you evaluate to see a product of success this year?
No, it's to me. I'm looking at, are we fighting every day? That's what are we following those six pillars? And each and every night, are we laying it all on the line? If we're giving everything we have each and every night, whether it's practice, game, then I can live with whatever the results are going to be. But I think it's extremely important, though, that we identify and establish this culture this year. It's all about that, because if you want to build a sustainable winner, you have to have a foundation. And our foundation has got to be rooted in how hard we play, how tough we are, and how we do this as a team and do this together. So that's what I'm really evaluating this year.
A couple of young guys in Keon and Keegan are not signed beyond this season. Just mm-hmm. Where are you at with those guys in terms of your evaluation, and how's communication been with those two?
Communication has been very good with those guys. Obviously, I'm not going to ever talk about any contractual stuff publicly like that, but enjoy working with both of those young men. Both of them are class young guys. I'm looking forward to the very first practice with them tomorrow. Obviously watched them from afar, met them through the pre-draft process back when I was in New York, but really excited about them and their futures, and we'll go from there.
Scott, you mentioned Doug a couple of times. What have you just learned about his love for the community, the organization? How does it feel to give him this opportunity from the jump?
I can think of no better ambassador for this team in this community than Doug Christie. I was here 8 years ago, and Doug didn't have the microphones like you guys did, but he was doing television, And got to know him well, and just his love and understand his passion for this community. Having worked with him every day now for the past 6 months, you just see it, you feel it, you hear it in his voice. And he wants to bring, as I do, and everybody here in this building wants to bring a sustainable winner to this organization. He lived it. He was a big part of it, along with his teammates years ago, that made the Sacramento Kings one of the top teams in the league. So, and Doug, you got a guy that's committed to making that happen each and every day.
Can you say, when back to Keon and, yep, and Keegan, just how you view their seasons and what will go into the decisions you make?
I view their season. I view them to come out and play the very best basketball that they can. So, I mean, it's really that simple. And this display what they're capable of doing on a nightly basis, not only them, but everybody on this roster.
Scott Perry about had it with Chris Biederman after that. Look, hey, ask me one more time about Keon and Keegan, Chris. It's going to be me and you.
That's my boy Scott Perry, man. I like Scott Perry.
Yeah, so do I. Love Chris Biederman, too.
Yes.
A couple of things stood out. One, that, he does not tip his hand on anything. He also knows how to navigate media stuff.
Mm-hmm. A savvy vet.
Yeah, he'd been in the game, and he's not a mute.
No.
Or a socially awkward human being. Like, he enjoys talking to people. He talked about foundation and building a foundation and using this year to help build a foundation. I like that a lot because everyone talks about rebuilding. And I've always said this team hasn't built anything. You can't rebuild. You never had anything. You're just starting over. You're just like swiping everything off the table and going, all right, let's go again. And hearing someone talk about building a foundation is pretty dope. Like listening to an individual like Scott Perry, who seems to be looking forward, right? He's not making moves just for the immediacy. Just right now, mm-hmm, he's looking at how he can build a term that he uses, a sustainable winner, over the course of the next handful of seasons. And I feel like so many people have fallen short on that. It does fall a bit into the protection conversation, mm-hmm, the pick protection conversation. Oh, if it fails, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be here anyway. And I get that from our perspective, from TC's perspective, from yours, mine. From Scott's perspective, Scott's like, I'm going to be here in 5 years. And I've got to, like, that pick may, the protection on that pick may not seem like it, oh, sure, maybe it's not a big deal right now. The protection on that pick could have massive value, or lack of protection on the pick could have greater value later. Mm-hmm. Why utilize it now? Again, I think that tells us something about how he feels about Jonathan Kuminga. Likes, not loves.
Right.
And there's a big difference between liking someone and loving someone.
Right.
And it feels like Scott Perry, his front office team, Doug, they like Jonathan Kuminga. They really like the idea of having him on the Sacramento Kings. But do they love him? Is it a surefire bet? I'm not sure that that's the case.
That all makes perfect sense to me. I get it. There is a part of me that, and maybe it's the impatient side of me,
sure,
that says, if that pick that you're protecting is so valuable at that point, I probably don't want you here at that point. Because what are we, 6 years from now? And we like, damn, we might be the number one, have the number one pick. You probably haven't done a good job.
Sure. Yeah.
So yeah, that's also the impatient.
You're supposed to help keep us from that.
Right. Yeah. That's also probably the impatient side of me talking about that. So I get him, you know, not necessarily wanting to just move on from that all willy nilly. And I also understand what you're talking about as well. And I think that it's spot on when you say it's something where, yeah, I like Jonathan Kuminga a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like him that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like him that much.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, that's perfectly fair.
It's like, the, you know, you if you look out, you lay all your assets out and you look and you come up with a path forward, mm-hmm. right? What can make us, who can make us deviate from this path that we have put out in front of us? Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel like Jonathan Kuminga is a guy that they're willing to deviate for.
Right.
And that's where you have to ask yourself as a Kings fan, is this change for change's sake? Because if your front office feels this way, if your front office is like, we're not willing to do this, as much as Sacramento Kings front offices have betrayed you in the past, like, all right, I'm going to give Scott Perry, BJ Armstrong, his team, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to trust what they know to get through this. Now, if you're wrong, you're going to hear about it. But right now, all right, yeah. you're new. And you haven't failed me, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, and then even to that point, you know, it's just like, oh, man, like the Scott Perry, BJ Armstrong, man, we really like Jonathan Kuminga. We're even willing to deviate a little bit from our plan, but everybody got a limit,
yeah.
you know, to what they're doing. Like, even if you – if just throw some random out there, like, yeah, we'd give up some first round picks for Giannis for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't give up 9.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Every plan has a limit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a lot that they would do for Jonathan Kuminga. They really do like him. It's not just so-so. It's like there's a lot that we would do outside of what we normally would do to go get Jonathan Kuminga. But there's a ceiling to it. There's a limit mm-hmm. to it. And unprotecting that pick, especially when we kind of feel like we don't have to, may be the limit. Or obviously seems to be the limit for where they're willing to go to get Jonathan Kuminga.
We'll have clips ahead from Zach LaVine, DeMontis Sabonis, Dennis Schroeder.
Are we playing the game with Sabonis?
Oh, yes, we are.
Let's go.
Great, great call. It by all
10 second or less with Domas Sabonis.
Pause?
No.
Yeah.
Play on.
No, that feels a little. We won't throw a flag, but that's a technical foul right yeah. there.
Football needs technical fouls.
Yeah.
It looks like DeMar DeRozan may have had the best media scrum of the day. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
We can turn that around. Let me get in the lab and I'll add the bleeps.
Yeah. So DeMar cusses, but because we don't know where, it's not. We can't just put the clip on.
Yeah.
And so Jesse will look at it.
Jesse said, "Let me get in the lab."
Yeah, we'll
see.
My
new headphones.
We'll see. We'll see what we could do here with the DeMar DeRozan clip. But we'll hear from Zach LaVine, Domas, Dennis Schroeder here. I'm not confident James Hamm is going to be with us today. He's out at media day. Hey, and congratulations to our man Leezy.
Big ups.
Leezy is out covering his first media day.
That's what's up, man.
For the Sacramento Kings. So he's been covering Sac State football. He's been covering Sac State basketball, mm-hmm. Sac State practices, mm-hmm. And he was able to get his first media day here with the Sacramento Kings. So big thanks to Mike.
He's on a generational run right team. Now. Shout out to Leezy.
He is. He's about to drop Not Like Us any minute, man. Like he's killing it. And you know, maybe we'll get him out to the Republic game on Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's going to be – I'm looking forward to that. I've been looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be dope. I can't wait for that one. Cannot wait.
Did you see – just because we'll get back to the NFL. We will get back to the NFL. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we – I mean, this is Sacramento, baby. This is the start of a new season here. So we want to make sure we cover what we
– Yes, sir. That's cover man,
the,
though.
Cover the meat and bread. As TC would say, did you see the A's jerseys for next year?
I did, and I can't wait to get one.
Put your order in, huh?
I can't wait to get one. I'm copping one.
You mean you're not mad?
No.
Oh, now they do it.
People were offended that now they decided.
Well, it is kind of funny. Like, they sat down and had an end-of-year meeting. Hey, guys, what went wrong? Well, we alienated the city we're playing in. All right, we'll put Sacramento on the jersey then. Yeah. All right.
That makes sense to me.
Better late than never.
Yeah, man, it makes sense to me. And you know, but you know me. I'm not. I haven't taken any of this personal with Fisher being here. None of that. Like, it don't bother me. If it says Sacramento on it, I'm gonna appreciate it for what it is and the time that they're here. Then yeah, but these are things that the way I'm going about it, we're never gonna have Major League Baseball here again.
Yeah.
So while it's here and something says Sacramento, I'm gonna swoop it up. I'm gonna enjoy it because it's gonna be a history lesson in about 5 years.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. What if it wasn't the A's? What if it was the Dodgers?
No, I don't think I could rock with them. It's too much history there. It's too much history. I don't think I could rock with them.
You wouldn't cheer them on or nothing?
Nah.
Wow. That'd be pretty bad if you did. No.
Nah, you got to get it. It's too much history there, man.
What if they moved here to stay?
I couldn't rock with them. I'm sorry.
Wow.
There's too much history.
If the Sacramento Dodgers were a full-time baseball
sounds
team.
Sounds gross.
It does sound pretty bad. Horrible. That sounds awful.
Still bad.
You just hate him.
That'd be the one Sacramento team that I couldn't rock.
You know what would be funny is Jason Jones would probably hate him too. He'd probably be like, forget it.
That'd be the one Sacramento team I couldn't rock. It's just, like I said, too much history, man. Too much history.
That's funny. Y'all are funny.
But I can't wait.
Look, I see y'all, Marcus, Katrina, Scooter. Y'all hate Sacramento, man.
I hate the Sacramento Dodgers. Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
I hate that.
I knew we're gonna get back to media day and some other stuff. I want to ask you one more thing when we come back about that Sacramento A's jersey.
Okay. Yeah. We have a lot we're going to try to cover over the course of the next hour and some change. So
don't feel forced to talk about football today. Don't feel forced. It's okay. Well, no, it's okay. We just leave the NFL alone.
Well, there were some really good games yesterday.
Who cares?
Besides that one.
I don't know because I didn't watch any of the highlight shows afterwards, so I don't know if they had good games or not.
Such a child. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right. We're going to get that DeMar DeRozan clip edited and run onto the show for you because apparently he was cooking. And a lot of us are, I am absolutely anxious to hear what he has to say. We'll dive into, we'll attempt to, because I don't think James is going to be with us today. James is obviously at Media Day. So we'll have the opportunity to touch on a couple of the football games that we actually haven't talked much football at all. A lot of this stuff might have to wait till tomorrow. There's actually just a long list of stuff. We haven't even mentioned Bob Melvin was fired.
Yeah, well.
You seem devastated.
Heartbroken.
Yeah, I see that. What did you want to ask me about Sacramento?
The new jerseys with the A's. Some people are trying to draw a correlation to maybe things aren't going as smooth as they thought in Las Vegas. Mm. I don't look at it that way, but I want to get your opinion.
I thought maybe things aren't going as smooth as they hoped in Sacramento.
That's
how I read it. Yeah. It's like I wasn't kidding a second ago. Hey, guys, what do you think went wrong this year? Well, we alienated the city we're playing. Okay. Well, that's an easy fix. Let's just throw Sacramento on a jersey or a hat or something and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. I don't think this has anything to do with Las Vegas. I think the crowds they expected came out for, you know, the Phillies and the Giants and the big boys when they were here and the Yankees. And I think you got fine attendance the rest of the way, but I don't think it was what they hoped. And they're trying to find ways to fix that. And one of them, and the problem is you only get, what's the line? You don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you don't like your impression has been made. Hey, look, we're just a booty call till your main chick is free. And it's like, all right. Like, I don't, the people who you frustrated this year, I don't know that you're going to be able to win them over. I thought it was trash, but it didn't, like, it's not why I wasn't at, you know, a game this year.
Right.
I think it had more to do with Sacramento than anything that had to do with Las Vegas.
I agree. I just, yeah. And I don't want to say that didn't affect anything because there are clearly people who said they didn't embrace it because they didn't put Sacramento on anything. It just didn't bother me. Like you said, I wasn't going to go or not go based on whether or not they had Sacramento jerseys or a Sacramento hat. Like it was, that didn't really affect me, but it affected some people. You know, they said they wouldn't be interested in the team and what they were doing unless they had some acknowledgement towards Sacramento. So yeah, I guess this is one step towards that. Now, the question I would ask those people are you going to like go to games now because of it? Are you going to embrace the team now? Because they have one jersey that says Sacramento. It's not even their main jersey. It's a
jersey. I think the
answer
is no.
So that's when I would call fake hustle on your reasons before. Because they did what you asked to do. I know it's not initially, it's not the first time.
But that's what I mean. Like, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. I don't think you're winning those people over. Like, if this is, what did I say, 3 years? Let's say four. Mm-hmm. You tricked off one of them. You kind of showed us how you felt. Yeah, why bother at this point? Mm. Yeah, I might still go see the Yankees. I might still go see the Giants when they pull up or who, you know, whatever the Dodgers here next year, whatever it is.
I'm wearing my Sacramento jersey when the Dodgers come to town. I'm going to be hazed out.
As you should. Mm-hmm. As you should. You're probably going to have your Sacramento jersey on with like a Giants hat.
That works.
Yeah. You're going to like you look like when Dusty Baker was here the other day. But I'm not mad at them for doing it. Yeah, it's cool. Like, do it. Just, I recognize what it is. Like, all of Major League Baseball did this. That's probably another thing that's worth pointing out. It wasn't just the A's. Like I told you when I went to, T-Mobile in Seattle, it said, S is the weekend the Giants were here. It said FS Athletics. Mm-hmm. It was the only one. Everything else was the abbreviations of the city. Except for the A's, it was SF versus the Athletics. Mm-hmm. That's not an A's thing. It's like, yeah, we're not referencing Sacramento.
Well, that is the A's. Well,
I don't think it is. I think that's Major League Baseball.
I think they're in conjunction.
They've been in conjunction since this all started. Rob Manfred agreed to that.
But I think John Fisher.
Because Manfred could have said, no, you have a home for, we're not doing that.
But that's my point.
This is what I'm saying. Like Fisher, that's bad business.
Right. Fisher, let's just say, I think he started it. Said, no, we're not going to refer to ourselves as the Sacramento A's. And Manfred okayed it and went along with it. I think
Dumber out here trying to lead this this messed up layover. And
I don't think that's changing either. I think you're going to get your little alternate jersey, which we did, cop. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to be SAC next year.
Oh, no, I don't think. Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably not. Probably not. It's like when teams wear Negro League jerseys or Rochester Royals jerseys. It's like, oh, okay. You threw us a bone.
The town.
Bro, you talk about pandering. Man, you talk about pandering.
Do you think the A's are going to wear their Sacramento jersey in Las Vegas when they play six times next year?
No. That's an over me, dog.
That's where they unveil the alternate.
Our city edition that we're wearing 47 times.
City edition.
Let's go to Dennis Schroeder. See what Dennis Schroeder talking about.
Yeah, that's my boy. I'm becoming a Schroeder fan. That's my boy, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's Dennis Schroeder Media Day, courtesy of Matt George and ABC 10.
Getting your rest. You've had a chance to rest.
Man, just real quick, for those that aren't watching, that was very nice of you to loan Dennis your earrings. That was very nice of you. Make sure Dennis looks right on media day. That's a good look.
That's all.
That's
him.
Well done.
That's all him. That ain't.
That's comfortably 5 to 6.
I was about to say, how much do those go for? I was gonna say.
No, I was talking about carrots.
Oh. Yeah, I can't even begin to think, but I would. Is that a?
Don't act like you don't know. Look at
$10,000 earrings. $10,000 pair of earrings.
Oh, comfortably. Yeah. Check your insurance. You know how much. Don't act like you don't know.
I don't know.
Don't
not
act
for that.
Like you don't know. Here's Dennis Schroeder.
That thing. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I spent time with my family back home. A few days, with my mom, with my brothers, my siblings. And then had a lot of events, for my kids' book, what came out this summer. And then we had to head back yesterday.
So
now your thoughts on the team.
First thing, he sounds exhausted. Like, this does not sound like his first day at work. He sounds exhausted.
Anything else you see new all around you? How do you feel about that?
I mean, we're going to see tomorrow. I think we had dinner last night. Great group of guys. Scott Perry, who's doing a great job of creating the identity, how we want to play and how we want to be as organization. Looking forward to it. Starts tomorrow, where we have to kind of build that, trust, the chemistry as a team, and be ready for, preseason games.
A lot of your new teammates seem pretty locked into the Eurobasket run and paying attention. Did they say anything to you when you got back just about the run that you had with Germany?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they said congrats, and they watched. I think it was a historic, summer for Germany and how we played. I think it was awesome, and hopefully we can bring some success, to this organization, how we want to play, and make it to the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.